Despite a shaky economy, a looming war, despite rising numbers of uninsured Americans, somehow there are still politicians who peddle tax cuts as cure-alls. It's about time we clear something up. When a candidate says, "I'll lower your taxes," he's put forth only half of an idea. The other half of that idea involves cutting programs that could be important to many of us. I recently stood on a northern Indiana lakeshore and admired a crisp autumn scene. But instead of inspiring me, the quiet water and the changing landscape filled me with a dull, nagging worry. I imagined a future without such places, or at least without public access to them. Like countless other venues around the country, the Indiana Department of Natural Resources recently suffered the loss of $8.2 million in permanent budget cuts. Cuts that forced the elimination of arts and cultural programs in state parks, the closing of some parks, and the downsizing of many that stayed open. Still, others were turned over to private operators who increased fees to cover actual costs, making visits now unaffordable for some people. Few politicians seem willing to admit that slashing taxes means shrinking public service and even public safety. Yet this is the time to connect the dots, to thread together rhetoric and reality. It's a long list of things that make a society, our society, livable. A thriving park system is just one piece of the delicate mosaic we call civilization. Is there ever mismanagement of public funds? Sure, and it deserves attention. But seriously, when's the last time you saw a park naturalist in an Armani suit or behind the wheel of a Rolls Royce? For the most part, government employees are not whooping it up on your tax dollars. And never mind Enron. In Indiana, the salaries of just 10 of our highest paid executives could support the entire Indiana Department of Natural Resources General Fund. That's a story that plays out in nearly every state across the nation. Right now, in the midst of campaign season, is the time to sort through national and local priorities. Whether anyone acknowledges it or not, cutting taxes means cutting away at the fabric of society. Surely, if our nation can find the money and the will to fully fund war and death, we can't claim poverty when we're challenged to enhance life.